Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Unrest in Nepal continues to challenge law and order. Local Christians are calling for global prayer. Then global resources delayed for months finally reach people's hands in Liberia. We'll unpack this story for you in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Nepal, where Gen Z continues to rock the nation with protests against government corruption. Protests broke out after last week's government block of several social media platforms. The platforms had allegedly failed to register appropriately. Clashes on Monday between protesters and police killed at least 19 people before the government lifted the social media ban that night. Joe Handley with A3 says,
this is a generation, at least there in Nepal, they're looking for a better future. And they feel like this government has not provided that for them.
Nepal's prime minister resigned on Tuesday over the unrest, but young demonstrators still set the parliament building in Kathmandu on fire.
If you're on social media, you're seeing smoke rising in Kathmandu, all over different parts of the town.
The government's calling for restraint and dialogue. Meanwhile, A3's network of alumni is calling for prayer.
They're trying to be agents of peace in the midst of the chaos and having to be careful, too, because there's guns being shot and fire billowing in the capital.
And here's one way you can find your place in the story.
My colleagues are really begging the global church to pray for peace, to pray that they could be agents of hope and good news, and that the gospel would shine.
Next, the Lebanese army redeploys to more than 120 sites across southern Lebanon as Hezbollah refuses to lay down its arms. Israel says it won't withdraw from strongholds in the region until Hezbollah is disarmed. Meanwhile, the people wait in limbo. Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melki says,
the majority of those are living now in makeshift homes still in southern Lebanon, waiting for their towns and villages to be rebuilt.
The outlook for Lebanon's next generation remains bleak.
A lot of children count on ministries to provide aid to survive the hardship, or education, and Heart for Lebanon provides both.
Heart for Lebanon's holistic approach turns despair into hope.
We offer counseling support, spiritual support, and we are always ready to answer this why question. Why do you care? Why do you provide this aid for us? Why are you still serving and working in southern Lebanon, where most agencies have left? And the answer for us is always, we are here to show you the love of Jesus Christ in meaningful and tangible ways.
Learn how you can partner with Heart for Lebanon and the full story at our website.
Pray for the students we serve, pray for their families, because the challenges are huge and prayers are essential.
And finally, last September, World Missionary Press sent two containers of Bible resources to a partner in Liberia. The containers have been stuck in port since November of 2024, and WMP was unable to get them released until recently when a partner organization reached out with a contact who could help at the port in Liberia. Helen Williams with WMP says,
it was very successful. We had to reconsign the shipments to Feed the Hungry so that he could negotiate. He got the bill, which was up close to over $60,000 by now, because it's all demurrage now. It's been sitting there for storage. Got it down to about $20,000, which we thought for two containers was a deal we couldn't pass up. So we sent the money through Feed the Hungry.
3 days after the contact went to the port, the containers carrying 4 million pieces of material were released, and the original partner was able to get the materials.
Both of these containers are at their original destination from 2 years ago after all of this. And I just can't praise the Lord enough for his sovereignty in these things. And we've learned just to wait on the Lord. And he brings the people and he brings the opportunities and he goes before.
So please pray that WMP can meet the requests they receive. Get the details at missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. How does radio share the hope of Christ worldwide? This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free book called Making Waves. It's filled with powerful stories of transformed lives and God's fingerprints in action. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.